I'm Ian Fitzgerald, and this is Live at EXT.
On came the thunder, but there wasn't any storm. Just the weather from a summer afternoon that grew too warm. The boats are in the harbor, piled up like firewood. The sirens could sound any second, but it wouldn't do no good. Turn up the radio, someone's about to speak. Leave your sister in the kitchen, cause her wits are getting weak. The exit is the easy part if we were so inclined. The cobblestones could cut you, cause the paths were well defined. That if your soul needs saving, should have thought of that before. There are bulbs burned out and broken on the cross above the door. Silence is the only thing around here that seems strange, and something tells me that's about to change. Shadows in the dead still afternoon haven't found the clues or facts to prove positions they've assumed. When the night's a fact of life, we all get off to brave starts. We can each keep watch, a spell, then switch. But every shift's the graveyard. For your sake I pray the weight on which your hope is hung is stronger than the silver I could shovel from your tongue. But if it's not yours, wouldn't be the first to fall to pieces. Let's leave it in the parking lot and hope that no one sees us. Your pleasure's proof of nothing, except how well the wheels are greased. Not even if you buried me would I get any peace. You stared down every barrel like you was miles out of range. Something tells me that's about to change. Some folks seek direction, some seek to calm their doubts. I seek the shortest path from where I'm at to the easy way out. So if you're waiting for deliverance, you should pray to postal clerks. You can call this field your prairie home, but it still needs to be worked. But you'll place any bet on which you're offered even odds. On second glance, these games of chance are games of sabotage. Wolves are scratching at the back door, and they're letting in the cold. Those clay dice came up snake eyes, but nobody even rolled. If we make it out of this with anything intact, I'll take you from your homeland and I'll never take you back. Your Alabama wildflowers whispering my name, and it would be a change of pace for things to stay the same.
That is just incredible. I think I have my new favorite singer-songwriter right here in front of me in the studio, live at EXT with a folk singer-songwriter from Providence, Rhode Island. Welcome, Ian Fitzgerald. Ian, thanks so much.
Thank you very much for having me.
Wow, just a gorgeous song, Something Tells Me, and that is from a brand new album of yours. The album is called You Won't Even Know I'm Gone. What can you tell us about that song right there?
That song was written when I was living up in the Boston area, and I was listening to some old bluegrass music, primarily the Leuven Brothers from way back, and sort of had that sound in mind and then wrote a song that didn't sound anything like them, but that's what was going on when I was writing it anyway.
Ah, well, a very good friend of ours, Mike Palopoulos, introduced us to your music. So, Mike, thank you very much. And we're so happy you were able to swing on by our studios here today. Now, you've released 5 albums. You Won't Even Know I'm Gone is your latest, released in November. Mm-hmm. And you've been described as a polished songsmith, a songwriter with a gift of rhyme, language, and phrasing. How long have you been working at this craft of yours?
I've been at it for probably about 10 years that I've been, you know, focusing on writing songs. And before that, I was sort of fooling around with writing, trying to figure out what I wanted to do in that realm. I was always sort of drawn to that, I guess. And I was just such a big music fan that I found myself eventually just focusing entirely on songwriting.
Now, did you have a plan B? Was there a backup plan?
Other than a day job that I didn't enjoy, no. This was about it, yeah.
Ian, are these songs fiction, nonfiction, a combination of both?
I would say that I draw on my own experiences and write from there. None of them are, you know, diary entries set to music or anything like that. They're sort of interpretations of my own experiences and feelings put in different ways so that I'm not, you know, writing about exactly what happened, but I'm getting more to the truth of what was going on with a particular experience.
Well, your music is fantastic. Your lyrics are dense. There's a lot going on. You're an amazing storyteller. Tell us about your influences, your musical heroes.
I'm influenced by pretty much any great songwriter where I can listen, and the lyrics do tend to be my focus. So someone like Bob Dylan or Leonard Cohen, Townes Van Zandt. Not any particular genre, even though I do wind up, you know, listening to a lot of folk music, country music. But if the lyrics are good in any song, whatever type of song it is, I'll enjoy it.
What was playing in your household when you were growing up? Bob Dylan?
My dad was a big Beatles fan, so that was something I was exposed to really early.
Okay. Definitely.
Yeah, we drove around, you know, listening to the classic rock stations, and so I got a pretty good education back when I was a kid in, you know, 60s and 70s, sort of Rolling Stones, Beatles, The Who, all that type of stuff.
Okay, yeah. All right. Now, is there something that you learned, perhaps advice about songwriting when you first started, you still employ to this day?
I would say that you shouldn't fall in love with any particular line at the expense of the quality of the song. And I certainly fell victim to that early on, where I would write what I thought was a great line and the rest of the song around it might be a shambles, but I thought it was worth saving. And at some point you have to figure out if the line is worth it, and if so, you have to write the rest of it up to the quality of that line. Otherwise, you kind of have to move on.
Now, how do you know when a song you've been working on is finished?
That's a tough one. It depends on the type of song. If it's a pretty strictly narrative song, then I'll have the story in mind and I know where that ends. If it's something where the story is sort of taking shape as I write it, then it's really just a feeling. There have been times where I've finished a song and thought it was done, and then I've gone back a little later and said, no, this needs more. And then there have been times where I've started writing and I'm halfway through the first verse and I know this is going to have 3 verses and a bridge, and I know where I'm going, I just need to get there. So it varies.
Brand new album, You Won't Even Know I'm Gone. You can keep up with Ian at his website, ianfitzgerald.com. You want to play us another one?
Sure thing.
Every answer is to double up the dose. Your daddy sends you birthday greetings, wishing he was comatose. As if I had any idea, say I'd know more than most. The blood is still thicker than water, but it's getting pretty close. So you ran off to the one place where they won't care how you feel, where the crosses that they nail you to are made of stainless steel. But the hills are hard to come by, everybody knows the deal. Like you knew what you were doing when you sent me for Camille. Well, I saw accidents as signs only a fool would dare ignore. I stared at strangers in whose faces I saw glimmerings of yours. How can I get what I want if what I always want is more? Why is it that the more I get, the less you can endure? When your letter came this afternoon, I recognized the seal, which made me think there must be secrets you decided to reveal. I never felt compelled to honor your final appeal. All it said's, whatever you do, please don't show this to Camille. On your dresser was a broken clock, a cigarette, your keys, a coiled snake ring that your daddy stole when he served overseas, and a picture in a thrift shop frame somebody took of me. When they knew I wasn't looking, that they thought I'd never see. Tell me what I wanna hear, I don't expect it to be real. If you cared for me, it wouldn't be so hard to help me heal. But words can't cure what you believe, would best be kept concealed. So if I don't hear it from you, I'll just hear it from Camille.
Nutty 770 EXT. We're live at EXT with folk singer-songwriter Ian Fitzgerald, and a great song there, Camille. That is the lead-off track from the new album, You Won't Even Know I'm Gone. What can you tell us about that one?
That was one that, when I was thinking about making this record, I was writing that and a few other songs, and it just sort of felt like this was going to go in a different direction than I had before. My last record was really stripped down. It was me and an upright bass and another guitar player and a harmony singer. We were all in the room together making the record, so it was a pretty simple and quick process. But these songs that I was writing, including Camille, I decided I really wanted to put a band together. So on the record, you'll hear a full band. It's a band from Providence, friends of mine, called Smith and Whedon. And luckily, all of those guys who are, you know, they have their own thing going on, they were willing to jump on board with me and learn my new songs and go into the studio with me.
Love it. Love it. They do an amazing job with these songs here. And you're hot on the festival circuit, too. I mean, you've played Newport Folk Festival 3-4 times already, Falcon Ridge, many others. And playing them, even attending them, you know, it can be like a spiritual revival at times, right? You like the festivals.
Yeah, I've been very lucky to be involved with those festivals. Newport in particular has been really great to me. And it is really a special experience when you're in a setting like that where there are so many people who are so focused on the music and are just there to experience that, and they're so supportive of the type of music that I'm playing. And at Newport this past year, I was just in front of a really big crowd, and I know that I had some friends and family there, but there were just a lot of people who were seeing me for the first time, and to have the type of reaction that I received to my music was really overwhelming.
Now, do you write on the road, or is there a separate time and space that you reserve for your thoughts and writing?
I'll write whenever something happens to come to me. It doesn't tend to happen on the road because it's so hectic. Just there's so much driving and, you know, making sure you're here by this time, and then figuring out where I'm going to stay every night and those type of things. But I certainly wouldn't deny a song if it came along. I guess actually the last song I wrote for the latest record, a song called When All Else Fails, I was on the road when I wrote that. I was on my way to see Mike Palopoulos, actually.
Well, we hope to have you right here in the 518 and playing a show here for all of our listeners. And, you know, we've been playing the next song you're going to play for us here on the radio. And we would love to have our listeners come and see you. We can't wait to have you back here and playing a show. You Won't Even Know I'm Gone is the brand new album. You can keep up with Ian at his website, ianfitzgerald.com. Ian, you want to play us out with another song, right? Tell us about this one, Trouble, Me, and China Lee.
Yeah, this one, this was one of the songs that I tried a few different ways in the studio. We worked it out with Smith and Whedon backing me up, and then wound up going with a sort of quieter arrangement with the pedal steel guitar and some piano. And so it's sort of a different track on the record, and I hope people like it.
Ian, it's been a pleasure. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
China Lee chased that look on her face. You could see it from several rooms over. Her sense of decorum had succumbed to her boredom. She traded favors like a bankrupt pawnbroker. Left to its devices, trouble she had invited and made itself feel right at home. And I'm the third wheel, but we both know the deal, that you never leave trouble alone. The minor modes change can make bedfellows strange. The balance is constantly swaying. China Lee made her choice based on my tone of voice, without listening to what I was saying. The look on her face could have blackened the lace ornamenting the dress she was wearing. Like it pulled us apart and dulled 10 o'clock sharp. So I don't know how long I was staring. There's a hole in the center, a door to be entered, a drain to be circled around. There's a gap in the signal, something missing in the middle. It's a detail that the devil found. China Lee checked the time, whispered, "Would you mind?" and then crept up the stairs to her quarters. And with no invitation, I wondered while waiting if my good sense could ever afford her. When I reached her room like a body exhumed, she lied perfectly still, but still perfect. The mirrors and smoke did the trick when she woke, with a sapphire hanging from her neck. There's a hole in the center, a door to be entered, a drain to be circled around. There's a gap in the signal, something missing in the middle. It's a detail that the devil found. All a man can deliver from an arrowless quiver in his parting shot, dry fire voice, are a few final words. If they're the first that you've heard, then you're probably missing the point. Every last hunter, everyone who could want her, has dreamed of the kill or the capture. But there's already a trap past the edge of the map. China Lee left the room, I just sat there. There's a hole in the center, a door to be entered, a drain to be circled around. There's a gap in the signal, something missing in the middle. It's a detail that the devil found. There's a hole in the center, a door to be entered, a drain to be circled around. There's a gap in the signal, something missing in the middle. It's a detail that the devil found.
I'm Ian Fitzgerald. This is listener-supported 97.7 EXT. Support the music at exit97.7.org.